Aleph, we talk about rain. So again, we started this last time, but just getting a running start on Aleph. Im hayu b'tzar machmas atziras ha'gesham. There were people were in pain. There was a worry that there was a little rain. V'yardu g'sham, and then it rained. So mavarkam aleihem. So you make a bracha. We'll see what the bracha is when it does rain. Afa pishlo yardu adayin k'day revi. Even though it didn't rain a lot yet, ishyardu kolkach shirabu ala aretz. Once the rain's coming down enough, so it's like bubbling. Like again, we have paved roads; we don't appreciate this that much. The drops come up towards each other, as they're bouncing off. So that would be enough to make a bracha. Again, the bracha we'll see in Beis. Next step. Ramah says, "Masha ina nu nogim is manda zev brachas hakashamim." So Ramah says, "You don't see us making this bracha." Answer is Mishum de Medino Seelu Tadirim Bilikushamim the Enam Net Sarim Koka. In Europe, it rains a lot. So again, in Middle Eastern countries where the Jews lived originally, so you know there was a problem of rain. You know, Eretz Yisrael, there's a big problem of rain. So this year, Baruch Hashem, there was rain. But it's more like a California climate where you know we suffer because there's not that much rain. But in European countries, it was less common, or that it doesn't rain is very uncommon. So, therefore, the Rambam says you don't see it that much. So we mentioned the Aruch HaShulchan last time. The Aruch HaShulchan talks about that's rain a lot. Let's leave that in the meantime. Beis. Umamavar, what's the bracha you make when it rains? It wasn't raining. There was a problem that there was a drought, and then all of a sudden it started raining. What's the bracha you make? Im ein lo sada, let's say you don't have a field. You live in an apartment or whatever. You don't have a field. So now we'll see later. The idea is if you have a field and it didn't rain, page 274. If you have a field and it doesn't rain, you got a big problem, right? If you don't have a field, so it's a problem that might affect you as far as produce and the lack of things, or your water rate goes up, they don't let you wash your car, right? You know, things like that, like we had a couple years ago. But so if you don't have a field, Omer, so the bracha you make is Modim Anachnu L'cha Hashem Elokeinu Al Kol Tipa V'Tipa Sharat Olanu. Thank you, Hashem, every drop of rain. We have to appreciate every single drop of rain. The Ilufinu Male Shir Chayam, and then if I'm mouse, so then you can tell like we do in Nishmas Ad, right? He's not going to tell you the whole thing, but you know this from Nishmas that we say Ad Hein Heim Yodu Varchu Shimcha Malkeinu. And then, so you say all of that, like a nice chunk of Nishmas, what we call Nishmas. V'chosim bracha to Hashem, kel rov ha'odaos. We thank Hashem, an abundance of thanks. Kel rov ha'odaos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Ribui ha'odaos. We thank Him with a tremendous amount of thanks. Again, we appreciate this in our climate. It doesn't rain, it's a big problem. So that's if you don't have a field. But im yesh lo sadeh v'shutfus im acher. So if you have a field and you own that field along with, you have a partnership. You have a partnership, you own a field along with somebody else. So then, mevarach, next page, hatov ha-metiv. So you make a bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, hatov ha-metiv. We'll talk about that also later. V'im ein lo shutaf v'sadeh. Let's say you don't have a partner in the field, you own the field yourself. So then, Mavarak Shachayanu, then you make a bracha Shachayanu. The fact that there's rain, big deal. And so we're going to see about this later when we get into next, when we talk about brachas good and not so good. So we'll see later the parameters of a Shachayanu and a Tova Meitiv. But basically, a Tova Meitiv and a Shachayanu are basically the same. The difference is a Tova Meitiv is a Shachianu plus. Meaning, what I mean by plus mean that it would be a Shachianu if more than one person is benefiting from this good that happened. So then you make Hatov, Hashem is good, and Meitiv, and He bestows good on not just me, but other people too are benefiting from this. A Shachianu is like, it's just for me. Just for me. So we'll see more about that in later. But that's the basic idea here also. So if I have a partnership in a field, so me and my partner benefited, so therefore it would be Atav HaMeitiv. If I own the field by myself, so then I make a Shechianu because I'm the only one benefiting. The Rama says, V'yeshamim de'ashomei shiyardu geshamim mevar chatov ametiv. And some say, if you hear that it started to rain, you didn't. The Mishnah says you didn't see it yourself, but you heard from other people that it rained, and you have a field, right? So I don't know. You heard on the news or whatever, and you're somewhere else, right? And you heard on the news, the drought broke in Eretz Yisrael. You got a field there. Now it's raining. You didn't see the rain itself, so you still make atavah meitiv. So again, we're going to get into this thing a little more in the next siman when we talk about shachianus and things like that. Do you make a shachianu or a chas v'shalom a dynamis if you hear news from somebody? You don't actually witness it. Or let's say you hear good news or a chas v'shalom olayim, bad news from someone who maybe you don't trust that much. So would you make a shachianu or a chas v'shalom a dynamis in that type of case or not? So again, so right now the Rama is saying if you heard that it rained, you'd make a tava metiv. We're not discussing how you got that information, right? That how you got the information, we're going to discuss a little later about if it's a reliable source or not. Okay, so that's it for rain. Okay, get on to Shachianu and there's a tomorrow. No, no, no.